When men think of people, they think of men, because that's what they are. So when they go, well, I'm a person, she's a person, therefore she should be like me in some way. And especially in the way that there's a reality that we shared, and yesterday we agreed on it. Why today are you saying this? Men, you've noticed this, right, or not? I mean, it's like, so now a first stage man just makes a woman inferior because she's unable to relate reality to him in the way the masculine does. It comes down to very simple things often, like woman's on the phone with someone, they have a conversation, they hang up, man says, what did you talk about? And she's like, oh, da-da-da-da-da, you know, leaving out the most important thing that you're waiting for, and then later she goes, oh yeah, and da-da-da, and you go, well, why didn't you tell me that before? Do you know what I'm talking about, this kind of conversations? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. So, now, the first stage man, because the first stage man's totally into himself, says, wow, she's stupid. She can't relate what she just said. She has no clarity. I'm superior. She's inferior. And you get the macho suppression of the feminine in the first stage. The second stage man gets really angry usually inside and frustrated, but feels like there's something to be worked out. So it's like a conversation. Like, this is a potentially workable situation. I really wanted to know what you said on the phone that was important to me. Do you understand that? And because you actually think she's capable of doing that, you invest your masculine reality into her, and you think she lives in that same reality, that's her perception, that's her way of being. Her masculine does. And so what second stage men do is they demand their women to be masculine. They're saying, look, that was really important to me. Please tell me what you said on the phone. And she goes, okay. And she kind of like moves into her little masculine shape. And she's feeling like fucking dork. I've got to squeeze it into this little tiny square for him.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.